Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you today, wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, on the radio, on the internet, subspace frequency. Those of you who are making regular contact with the mothership, we're glad you're here too. John Bertu's here. I'm glad he's here because he's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union and a great American. John Bertu, welcome back to the show.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you again.
It's always a pleasure to do your show.
Well, thanks. John, how I wanted to get you on the show to look at the next 4 years. Now we looks like we've got Mr. Bush for the electors have actually made their votes, and as long as we can get him inaugurated, we're going to have Mr. Bush for another 4 years. And the electors across the country have given him an increased majority in both houses of Congress. So, based on how things are shaping up, I want to get your perspective on what you think the tax reform opportunities are over the next 4 years.
Well, I think the opportunities are substantial, and the I was talking to Steve Moore, who I know you know with Club for Growth,
the other day,
and we were both saying that if while the opportunities are great, the downsides for inaction are huge because, for years and years, our members of NTU, the conservative base, have been told that, the great things can happen, but we just need a majority in Congress and the White House. And, they've got both now. So there's a lot of expectations out there that will need fulfilling.
They're sort of like
starting with tax reform.
They're sort of like the dog who chased the car and caught it, aren't they?
There you go.
Now that they've got it, what are they going to do with it?
Exactly. So, the tax reform, I think, is a very big priority of the base. Honestly, we're a membership organization, Jim. We've got 350,000 members. I hear more from our members about complexity. I hear a lot about how high taxes are, but I hear even more complaints from our members about complexity. So,
that's the reason when I talked about this issue, I didn't say tax cuts. I said tax reform because that's the umbrella issue, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, no, it is. And they'll start debating and getting through ideas. I think the president is very flexible. I think there's some bad ideas. I hope they stay away from a VAT, value-added tax.
Yeah.
I hope they stay away from, while we're big supporters of a national sales tax, I do hope they stay away from adding a sales tax and then not getting rid of the income tax.
I was talking to some friends the other day, and they asked me what I thought about something like that, and I said, well, the problem I've got with that is, and John, I know you've done this too, you and I both have traveled in Europe.
Yep.
And they have all the taxes we have plus a VAT tax.
Yep.
And so the thing is that what bothers me is that if we add another level of taxation, even if we lower, even if we should happen to lower income tax to compensate for the tax, that's 25 years from now or 10 years from now or 6 years from now, all they got to do is ratchet up the old tax. And I'm with you on that part. It bothers me to add another level of tax. That's certainly not tax simplification, is it?
No, it is not. And, our friend Jim Glassman has written about tax reform, and I agree with Jim 90% of the time or 95% of the time. He has several times written about the idea of cutting the income tax, not eliminating it, cutting it, and then adding the sales tax. And again, that giving these guys another avenue to get money, I think, is a bad idea. If you're going if you're going to give them another one, you've got to take one away.
Well, exactly. That I agree with you 100%. That's like, you know, a friend of mine lived in a small apartment, and he said, anytime you bring me something, you have to take something back of equal value and volume.
And very, very nice.
He said, I don't have any more room for anything. If you bring me something, you got to take something back. And so if they give us a new tax, they got to take something off the table. But, you know, and the thing is, the other problem I've got with this sales tax thing is because of the increased burden that's going to place, it will have to place on small businesses.
Well, remember, you know, small businesses have a huge compliance burden right now with the income tax. So that will all go away.
Stand by, John. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend, John Bertu. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union. That's ntu.org. 22. Stay with us.
We skip the light fandango. Only
we're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. If you like to type, I have a long one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you just remember my name, Jim Blasingame, put a .com on the end. You can also get to the same location. Any of those will get you there, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter if you like. We won't send it to you unless you do. And you can also find out more about our Brain Trust members, including our good friend and our guest this half hour, John Bertu, the president of the National Taxpayers Union. And, John, we're talking about but before I do, I mentioned your website was ntu.org. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you'll find a couple of things. Well, you'll find a lot. You're going to find a lot of good research on taxes and economic growth, tax reform, what you and I are talking about this half hour. You're going to find data and ratings on your members of Congress and your senators. Our ratings look at every single vote that they take, so they're completely comprehensive.
And its impact on taxes.
Exactly. And we also have programs, Bill Tally and Vote Tally, which look at the give you a report in dollar figures about how much your member of Congress is proposing to spend or voting to spend. We use that data to do calculations about John Kerry's proposed agenda, which got a lot of good play during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also find our e-list if you'd like to sign up for that, and then you can get either you can get both updated information you know, every week or so. We don't overwhelm you with what's going on in Washington and state capitals, and then also easy opportunities for you to contact your elected leaders when important votes on taxes or spending or tax reform, for example, are about to be cast. We give you the opportunity to make your voice heard.
Well, and the voice is heard, too, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that I was going to point out, John, is under the circumstances, under the political realities that we have right now, there are going to be debates in the next 4 years, I promise you, on tax reform, tax simplification, perhaps tax cuts, perhaps tax increases. I don't know, but that's going to be a big part of the agenda. And I can't think of a better time to keep up with what you guys are up to than now, especially those of us who want to have an impact, who want to have a say and what's going on. And I encourage small business owners to please get involved in this issue, because, John, there are some things that are going to be decided in the next 4 years that could have a big impact on how profitable we are in the future.
No, that's exactly right.
And maybe, you know, maybe even our survival.
No, I think that's right. You know, the long-term issues, we haven't talked about Social Security and Medicare, where those programs are going, those are huge issues for consumers. They're huge issues for small business owners. And let me quickly say also, beyond federal issues, we weigh in and get involved and let our members get involved in local issues as well. And here in D.C., there's proposals to have big taxes on small business owners to build this stadium for the Montreal Expos, and we've been fighting that and fighting on behalf of small business owners. We might end up winning that one. So it doesn't matter what level of government is, federal, state, or local, we're involved, we're there, and we give folks an opportunity to do likewise.
What about, let's talk about the exact, about the tax reform issues on the major, when the property tax, I mean the income tax. John, do you, what is, if you had your druthers, if it was the world according to John, what would it look like? What would the federal taxation situation look like?
Well, NTUs, you know, we love both the flat tax and the national sales tax. And get rid of the income tax entirely as we know it.
Abolish the code as we know it?
Abolish the code.
You're talking about taking the whole document and putting it in the shredder and act as if it never existed.
We can put it in the shredder. We can throw it in the Potomac.
Yep. We're not talking about reform here, folks. We're talking about abolishing it and starting over with a whole new thing.
No, exactly. I mean, okay. that code costs us hundreds of billions of dollars per year, you know, all through the economy and all kinds of
But it's the ways. Drug of choice for politicians to ensure incumbent reelection.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the my good friends down on K Street, who live and thrive off that tax code, because they get big bonuses when they can insert little goodies for their business or their industry or into the code, and politicians can grant favors with this tax code. And so it's a.
But
it's
John, let me stop you for a second. The one of the Mr. Bush's big initiatives is ownership society.
Mm-hmm.
Ownership fundamentally in America means home ownership.
Yep.
How do you reconcile flat tax with home ownership? Because one of the big things that helps people to have own homes instead of rent is the mortgage deduction. And with a true, if you're a true flat tax devotee, then there is no deduction for mortgage interest.
Yeah, no, look, absolutely. But, you know, the folks who are pushing the flat tax have done studies that indicate that a flat tax, because it would not tax dividends, interest, and so forth, and the changes in the economy would lead to lower interest rates. So, you know, there would be a trade-off between homeowners. First, would have lower taxes, and then secondly, they would have lower interest rates.
Well, the problem is if flat tax ever got a foothold, it would probably begin with a deduction for home ownership, which would lead to the opportunity for all kinds of future jerry-rigging, and over time, we'll wind up with the same kind of a complicated form tax plan that we have right now. Tintil, stand by. We'll be right back with John Bertu. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, I'd like to encourage you to visit John Bertu's website, the National Taxpayers Union's website. That's ntu.org. I encourage you to find out what they've got going on. If you're a small business owner or want to be, you need to be involved in this whole tax reform issue, because the whole debate, because it's important to you and me. Because John Bertu, as you know, the most precious thing we have in our business, not in our lives, but in our business, is our capital. And the biggest drain on our capital is taxes.
Yep.
And every penny that a small business owner anywhere in the world gets to keep, that they don't have to pay in taxes, they put it back in their business. And so that's the reason why, John, you've heard me say this before, and I know you agree with me, I want the government to have every penny of taxes that they need, but not one penny more.
That's well said, Jim.
And so we need to make sure that we're part of this process. One of the ways you can be part of this process is to keep up with and maybe even join an organization like the NTU. John, let's talk about Social Security. This is a biggie. This is one of the touchstones of Mr. Bush's next 4 years, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, you mentioned ownership society, and here is an opportunity to really create that. Since its inception, Social Security has been a, you know, there's not a dime that you or I put in there that we actually own.
Yep. And we have no account. There's no. It's not actuarially based at all.
Yeah, no, it's a big Ponzi scheme. The dollars that are going in today, there's no account for you or me. There's no pot of money like there is in a private sector pension plan.
Right.
But there is, you know, there is hope in terms of real Social Security reform to get this thing actuarially sound and to create ownership. So done right. Social Security reform is going to increase economic growth, increase ownership, and also mostly or fully fix the long-term unfunded liabilities issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly, but it's going to take some real leadership, some real statesmanship to make this happen, isn't it? And I'm not sure we have those people on board, John.
Yeah, no, it's going to be hard because, we're encouraging the White House to not just talk about big vision, but to get into the weeds when Congress is writing this, to you know make sure, quite frankly, they don't screw it up. The Congress, you know, left to its own devices, who knows how it's going to turn out? I've heard some members say some very good things. I've heard some members say some terrible things. For example. Some are proposing that these private accounts, if you die before 65, the money, or after 65, the money reverts to government. Now, that's to me, that's not what ownership's all about.
No. Well, we need to make sure. I want to know who said that because we'll call their name out and we'll call them out and identify them for saying that.
Well, I'll tell you, one of them is J.C. Watts. He's a former member of Congress.
And if you die before 65, the money reverts to the system.
After 65, if you die before 65, you know, if you die at 50 or something, your widow or your widow, you know, gets to keep the money. And
I can't believe he said that.
Well, this is what a reporter relayed to me,
right.
And you know she read me his quote. So it's troubling. So
do you like the,
you know, otherwise,
do you like
otherwise
the private
sensible people? We've got to make sure that they you know do the right thing.
Do you like the privatization of Social Security in the Chilean model?
Absolutely. I mean, the word privatization polls badly. Republicans hate using it. It's the individualization. It's creating real assets. Everyone should just think about their 401ks. If you like your 401ks, you'll like what the president's talking about. That's what we're fundamentally talking about, creating real assets for the first time.
But the problem is not so much people being able to appreciate that as much as it is the transition. That's where the devil in the details is, isn't it?
Well, the transition is nothing more than recognizing that it is, as we've been saying, an unfunded program.
Mm-hmm.
And from the beginning, this program has been the dollars go in today and they go out the same day to beneficiaries. What we're doing in recognition of the fact that we're going to have a lot fewer workers relative to retirees in a few years,
right,
is making it a funded system. So, you know, there's a number of things going on here. We're making it a funded system. We're making real ownership, so it's a complex process that we're going to go through. We're going to address a number of major issues.
Well, John,
as
we continue this discussion, and we will, we'll make sure you're part of it on our show, and we thank you for your time and all the things that you do for small businesses.
Sir, always a pleasure. Happy holidays.
See you, John. John Bear, too, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.